ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 36 एंड 37। टेक्स्ट नंबर 36। राजन आजगरम चर्मा शुष्कं वृंदावनेद्भुतं व्रजोकसां बहुतीतं बभूवा क्रीडगौवरम्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ किंग परीक्षित, व्हेन द पाइथन शेप्ड बॉडी ऑफ अघासुर dried up into merely a big skin, it became a wonderful place for the inhabitants of Vrindavan to visit, and it remained so for a long, long time. Text 37. Etat kaumarajam karma harer atma hi mokshanam mrityo paugandake bala drishto churvishmita vraje. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: this incident of Krishna saving himself and his associates from death and of giving deliverance to Aghasur, who had assumed the form of a python, took place when Krishna was 5 years old. It was disclosed in Brajbhumi after 1 year, as if it had taken place on that very day. Purport: the word mokshanam means liberation. For the associates of Krishna and for Krishna himself, there is no question about liberation. They are already liberated, being in the spiritual world. In the material world, there are birth, death, old age and disease. But in spiritual world, there are no such things because everything is eternal. As for the python, however, by the association of Krishna and his devotees, Aghasur also achieved the same facility of eternal life. Therefore, as indicated here by the word Atmahi Mokshanam, if the python Aghasur could receive eternal association with Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is to be said of those who are already associates of the Lord? Sakham Vijaharu Krita Punya Punja. Here is a proof that God is good for everyone. Even when he kills someone, the one who is killed attains liberation. What then is to be said of those who are already in the association of the Lord? Translation once again. Akham Vijaharu Krita Punya Punja. Prabhupada said in one place that the cowherd boys who were playing with Krishna, Krita Punya Punja, they had amassed many devotional pious credits. And Prabhupada says, when you perform devotional service, you amass devotional credits and then you accumulate them. But these boys had amassed millions and millions of Krita Punya Punja, so much that now they had chance to play with Krishna. Recently, I was told a nice observation, and I related with this Krita Punya Punja there. The observation of one devotee seeing an ant. So this devotee saw an ant struggling to carry a big load, to carry it to his home. And it was really a big load because he was carrying a big feather. Can you imagine a small ant carrying a big feather? It can be really struggle. So he was struggling to carry the big feather, and this devotee was observing. And suddenly, when it was going on its path, it came across a big split in the ground. There was a crack in the ground. For that ant, it was like a valley. So the ant could not figure out what to do. First of all, he could not travel across that valley. And now it had a big feather also. He had a big feather. So it kept the feather down. And to his surprise, he realized that a feather had become a bridge on the crack. So the ant happily climbed on the feather and crossed the crack and again picked up the feather and traveled. So the devotee was very intrigued to see this observation, that how intelligently this ant had overcome his obstacle in his life. So everyone is struggling in his life with so many obstacles, but he should keep going. And then finally, the ant very happily reached the place which is supposed to be his home. His home is not a three-bedroom hall kitchen flat, but a small hole in some place in one corner of the wall. Only to realize that the ant can go inside, but the feather cannot go inside. So the ant struggled a lot to get the feather inside and finally came to know that I cannot take it inside. Either I go inside or I remain outside. So it threw the feather and happily entered into his home. So this devotee's observation was, we are struggling with our feathers in our life and we carry these feathers over the cracks, ultimately to realize at time of death that we cannot carry it beyond. So this coward boys, they had carried not feathers, but Krita Punya Punja. They had amassed those credits which they could carry the next life. So while they had invested their time in gathering credits which they could carry, today in the material world, people are utilizing their time. Can't say utilizing, but still, utilizing their time in developing, in gathering credits, which are material credits, which they have to ultimately keep it down or leave it when the time comes, the call comes. So here in this wonderful translations, two translations which Prabhupada has translated, Prabhupada says that Agasur's dry skin became a picnic spot for the coward boyfriends and also the other residents of Brajbhumi. In fact, when the coward friends, they were about to enter into Agasur's mouth, they thought it's a scenic spot which Krishna must have created for them. And when others commented that, no, it's a big snake. So they were discussing, how can such a big snake come, you know? Snakes are generally small. How can such a big snake come? So anyways, even if it's a big snake, no problem. It looks like a scenic spot. We have never entered a cave. Let's go inside. So for them, it was like a cave when they entered. And actually, Krishna fulfilled that desire. After Agasur left his body, for a long, long time, as the translation shows, remained for a long, long time a scenic spot for devotees in Vrindavan. They would visit this cave and have a nice picnic there. It's like sometimes we have people visiting also caves. I read somewhere that Maharashtra is famous for caves. And in Maharashtra, there are a large number of caves. So we have experience in our life going to so many caves. Mahakali caves in Andheri, a small cave. Then to Elephanta Island, Elephanta Cave. Then near Borivali we have Kanheri Cave. And then we have bigger caves, Elephanta and Ellora Caves in Aurangabad. So many caves are there. People want to go and have a trek, a picnic there. But all these caves which you mentioned now, they were like maha-small caves compared to what Agasur Cave became for resident of Vrindavan. Can you imagine the upper tip of Agasur was touching the clouds? It must be really a scenic spot. And it remained for a long time, and the residents of Vrindavan would go and enjoy playing pastimes with Krishna. Other devotees would also go. So this is how Krishna made even Agasur, utilize Agasur's body for a long time to be used in his service. In the purport to these two translations, Srila Prabhupada is wonderfully speaking two aspects. One is Krishna's kindness to his associates and also Krishna's kindness to even the demons. Prabhupada says, here is a proof that God is good for everyone. Even when he kills someone, the one who is killed attains liberation. What then is to be said of those who are already in the association of the Lord? So this particular aspect of Krishna's mercy even to demons has been glorified again and again in Bhagavatam. Not only in Bhagavatam, in other Vedic literatures, it is again and again glorified. How Krishna is even kind to demons. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, Srila Sanatana Goswami gives a wonderful understanding of Krishna's kindness. Gopi Paranjaran Prabhu has translated this book for us. and he mentions a very wonderful words in the Bhagavatam, in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, first chapter, first volume, fifth chapter. And he says here that we speak of Krishna's kindness, but even in punishments, he meets out, what he meets out, the punishment, they are worthy of praise. To this, there have been many witnesses, including Kamsa, Kaliya and Putana, and in the more distant past, Bali Maharaj and others. So in the commentary, Sanatana Goswami Pad, he mentions beautifully how Krishna is kind even to demons when he is punishing them. Not just offering liberation, apart from that, Krishna is very kind. And the example given is, the first example given in the commentary is that of Kamsa. Now when Kamsa was killed, he was killed very, he was not given, shown any mercy. We hear from Krishna, we read from Krishna book that how Krishna pulled Kamsa down from his high dais and then he dragged him along the arena, wrestling arena. And finally he climbed on his chest and started beating him, and Kamsa died. So Sanatana Goswami Pad mentions that, can you imagine Kamsa's great fortune that Krishna was sitting on his chest when he's about to leave his body? And then Krishna's feet was on his chest. I was trying to recollect the scene that how Krishna's feet was on Kamsa's chest. And this was a benediction which Haridas Thakur had asked when he left his body. And Kamsa was getting it. So Krishna's feet was on Kamsa's chest. And then he was seeing Krishna's blessed face. And then he left his body. So this is Krishna's mercy. Sanatana Goswami Pad takes us a little more ahead, that Krishna also arranged the funeral ceremony of Kamsa himself. And then he called all of the Yadus to attend. He called all the Brajavasis to attend Kamsa's funeral. And he himself was there. And finally then he consoled Kamsa's widows. So this is how Krishna showed mercy to Kamsa. Then Krishna even showed mercy to Chanur and Mushtik. Sanatana Goswami says that Chanur and Mushtik, they had no envy towards Krishna. They had personally nothing with Krishna. But because of their association with Kamsa, Kamsa's envy was taken over by them and they became envious of Krishna. But what great fortune they got. When they were wrestling with Krishna, they were embracing Krishna. This is only for those cowherd boyfriends of Krishna in Vrindavan when they have a mock fight. The same thing Chanur and Mushtik were actually in one sense doing it. They were embracing Krishna and they were touching the bodies of Krishna and Balaram. And ultimately, Krishna and Balaram killed Chanur and Mushtik. And then Sanatana Goswami Pad mentions that even Chanur and Mushtik's funeral ceremony Krishna arranged. So this is Krishna's kindness to the demons. Then Sanatana Goswami Pad in his commentary continues ahead and speaks about Putana's great fortune. Sanatana Goswami mentions that Shukdev Goswami, while narrating this pastime of Putana to Maharaj Parikshit, told Maharaj Parikshit that wherever Krishna is there are no bad elements. Wherever Krishna's name is chanted, there are no bad elements. Then Sanatana Goswami poses that if that is the case, how Putana entered into Vrindavan? Because Krishna himself was there. How can bad elements ever enter Vrindavan? Because Krishna wanted to show kindness to Putana. Therefore, even though that verse is there and Krishna has given guarantee that wherever I am there are no bad elements, Krishna allowed Putana to come to receive his mercy. So Putana came inside the Vrindavan. She even came inside Nanda Maharaj's house, which is more a private chamber. And finally, she was able to pick up Krishna, which is much more difficult. But Krishna allowed all those things to happen to give mercy to Putana. And then it is mentioned, when Putana picked up Krishna, so Putana had to show externally the symptom of motherly love, because she had to pick up Krishna without alarming Yashoda and Rohini. So externally she was picking up Krishna like a mother. Krishna accepted that sentiment of Putana. And Krishna placed his lotus feet on Putana's body. And then when Putana offered her milk, Krishna drank the milk. And then finally Krishna killed her, sucked her life here. Sanatana Goswami Pad goes ahead explaining that not only that, then Krishna played on her body. Krishna had a big playground to play. So Krishna was playing on the body. And that was the time when Yashoda and Rohini picked up Krishna from there. And then later, this same Putana, whose body was then chopped and burned, all the bodily parts of Putana which they were burning, they were emitting a beautiful fragrance of Aguru, of Tagar, of all other beautiful articles. Why? Because she came in touch with Krishna. And Krishna arranged that that fragrance also becomes service to Brajbhumi Vrindavan. So all the residents of Vrindavan were amazed that how this ugly body of Putana is emitting such a wonderful fragrance. And then it is mentioned in by Kavi Karnapur that when the fragrance went up in the air, can you imagine that 12-mile-long Putana's body was being burnt? There was really a lot of smoke there in Vrindavan. And all the smoke went up, it became a cloud, and then those clouds start pouring rain. And when the rain came down, it was like a fragrant water, rose water-scented rain in Vrindavan. So this was kindness to Putana, which Krishna showed. And then Sanatana Goswami Pad picks up the episode of Aghasur. And then he mentions how Krishna showed his kindness to Aghasur also. And Sanatana Goswami Pad mentions that Krishna entered into Aghasur's body. That was first kindness of Krishna to Aghasur. That Krishna entered into his ugly body. And then second, Sanatana Goswami Pad mentions that Krishna gave him liberation which astounded the whole world. The favor which Aghasur received was much more upper level favor than compared to other demons. Why? Because Aghasur received Sarupya Mukti. And then our acharyas give understanding of how Aghasur's liberation was a special liberation. Like it is mentioned by Sanatana Goswami Pad in his Vaishnava Toshni commentary of Bhagavatam that Sanatana Goswami Pad mentions that when Aghasur left his body, the soul of Aghasur was visible to everyone. Sanatana Goswami says that generally soul is never visible to anyone. How can this soul be visible? Because Krishna wanted to show, he arranged the visibility of the soul to show his quality of granting liberation even to a demon. And by this, Krishna wanted to instill faith in people that how Krishna is kind even to demons. And for this reason, even though the soul is so invisible, still Krishna made it visible. Later, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that Aghasur attained spiritual body, Sarupya Mukti. Now, generally, spiritual body is not visible to anyone. So, therefore, that was the reason why Krishna arranged at least the soul to be visible. So, at least they will come to know the soul is entering Krishna's body. So, they will come to know what favor Aghasur got. Then, as the purport goes on, Srila Prabhupada also picks up a nice statement and says, from his purport, Srila Prabhupada says in 10th canto, that for a demon to get Sayujya Mukti is rare, and to get Sarupya Mukti is even rarer. And therefore we can see Prabhupada says that Aghasur got a upper hand, he got a little more mercy. But then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he takes up the case and he says that whatever it may be, but Aghasur did not got Sarupya Mukti, that means he did not got Sarupya Mukti in Brajbhumi, he got Sarupya Mukti in Vaikuntha. So this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how he adds that rasa there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in Putana's case also he mentions that Putana got the body of a spiritual body, like a mother. But it was like a mother, it was not mother. She got the body of nurse. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wants to put that Rohini, Yashoda and all the elderly cowherd ladies who were like mother to Krishna, they don't have the same facility as Putana. Putana got facility but not same as them. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is a little more leading towards Brajavasis, that how they are more greater still. Same Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Aghasur got Sarupya Mukti, but it was not in Golok Vrindavan. It was in Vaikuntha, not in Golok Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada then picks up in his purport, and Srila Prabhupada says, but still Sarupya Mukti is great. How can a demon still get Sarupya Mukti? Even in Vaikuntha, it is still difficult. Why did Aghasur ever got Sarupya Mukti in Vaikuntha? So Prabhupada says in the purport there that because Aghasur thought of Krishna for a moment with devotion, and Krishna picked up that and gave him Sarupya Mukti in Vaikuntha. So we can see here from this commentaries of Acharya that how Krishna is so kind even to demons that he does not spare a chance, even little inclination of them towards him, little positively, Krishna takes it and he magnifies and offers that chance. So this is Krishna's kindness to his, kindness to even demons. Now what to speak of Krishna's kindness to devotees? Srila Prabhupada mentions at many places about Krishna's kindness to his devotees and his associates. We'll take up some cases, some places where Prabhupada speaks about Aghasur first. So one place Srila Prabhupada says, when Krishna killed Aghasur, Krishna proved that he is God from day one. And Prabhupada said, these Mayavadis, they are trying to preach this philosophy that you can do meditation and you become God. Prabhupada said, Krishna never did any meditation. Krishna was God from day one. At a very young age, a small child, he killed Putra. And then at 5 years of old, he killed Aghasur. And then Krishna, and then Prabhupada narrates that how, when Krishna saw Aghasur, Krishna was amazed. How this big demon has come? Then Krishna was thinking, how should I kill him? So Krishna is thinking, how should I kill him? And then Krishna enters. And Krishna entered into Aghasur's mouth. Then Krishna went at the end of the throat, almost when the throat palate is ending. And Krishna went there, and there Krishna expanded his size, Prabhupada says, and choked Aghasur. So Aghasur wanted to choke Krishna, Krishna choked Aghasur. And Prabhupada said, how did Krishna know that he should go at the end of the throat and expand his size there? He's a small boy, 5 year old. This means Krishna is always God. Svabhaviki gyan bala kriyacha. When Krishna wants, the gyan should not be there. Krishna is worried how to kill the demon. And when Krishna wants to kill the demon, immediately gyan comes, how to kill the demon. Then Prabhupada says, this is how Krishna killed Keshi. Krishna also killed Arishtasur. When Keshi came running, Krishna put his hand in his mouth. Now, how a five-year-old child may know that if we have to control a horse, it is through his mouth. But Krishna knew it. So when Keshi came, he put his hand in Keshi's mouth. Krishna put his hand in Keshi's mouth and killed Keshi. When Arishtasur came, how Krishna, as a five-year-old boy, came to know that a bull has to be controlled using his horns. But Krishna picked up the horns of Arishtasur and whirled him and threw him and killed him. So this is Svabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. That is, Krishna is always God, and it is not like someone has to become a God by meditation. Another aspect which is also mentioned about Aghasur is that this is during Srila Prabhupada's conversation with some of his devotees, disciples. So one devotee mentioned this to Srila Prabhupada, that many of your devotees, when they go to preach in the cities, they are thinking about this pastime of Aghasur. And there is a mention that Vishnujan Maharaj, when he would take a big troop of devotees from temple into the city, main cities, huge cities, to do kirtan and do book distribution, he would first tell all the devotees that we are standing in front of Aghasur. The big building is like Aghasur. And the city is also smelling. So Aghasur's body also was smelling. So this Aghasur can actually devour us. This civilization of Mayadevi is so strong, it can devour all the devotees. So Vishnujan Maharaj would say, so therefore, we should know, just like coward friends entered into Aghasur, but they knew Krishna will protect them. Similarly, we are come to cities, this city and preaching here, we should know who will protect us? Srila Prabhupada will protect us. So when devotees went back and told Prabhupada this incident, that this is how devotees, when they go out preaching, they are thinking, Prabhupada simply laughed. He was happy. That this is how a devotee should think, that on someone's order I am going inside, but someone will protect. Like one devotee, some Prabhupada disciple, he wrote in his Vyas Puja offering this, that when Prabhupada, he came to America on the ship, then Prabhupada wrote a beautiful poem, that why have you brought me to this terrible place? That means Prabhupada is worried. So this civilization which Prabhupada was seeing, Prabhupada had to enter into that civilization. So Prabhupada was worried. Why you have brought me Krishna, what should I do? But then Prabhupada said, because you brought me here, there must be some thing. And Prabhupada willingly went into that civilization, thinking that Krishna will make him dance and things will happen. So here was Prabhupada, who also depended on Krishna. So in this way, we can see here that how devotees are always protected by Krishna, or devotees always protected by the Guru. The the pious credits which the cowherd friends of Krishna had amassed was not ordinary. Like one time, Govinda Dasi, she asked Srila Prabhupada to narrate some nice pastimes of Krishna's playing with cowherd friends. And then Prabhupada gave a very wonderful, simple insight of what Vrindavan is all about. And Prabhupada told her that Prabhupada narrated this whole story of how Vrindavan is. And Prabhupada asked her, do you have experience of any countryside? And she said, we never have experience because we stayed in city. And Prabhupada said, in India we have experience. And in countryside there are so many cows, Prabhupada said. And these cows are taken care of by the cowherd boys. So the cowherd boys, what they do in the morning, their parents give them a small lunchbox which they carry. They herd the cows. There is one cowherd boy herding thousands of, hundreds of cows. So the cows go and they are busy eating grass. Meanwhile, all the cowherd boys who have all bought the cows, they are thinking what we should do. The cows are eating grass. And Prabhupada said then, therefore they decided to play. So this is happening normally in all villages in India, Prabhupada said. And this also happened in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Krishna was born a rich man's son. And all of his friends were poor men. So Mother Yashoda, she would give Krishna nice sweetmeats. And Prabhupada mentioned that Yashoda would put in Krishna's lunchbox sweetmeats like laglu, kachori, laddu, nice foodstuffs. And Prabhupada said, but the small cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, they were coming from poor family, so they were having dry chapatis, Prabhupada said. But they would go to the pastures of Vrindavan, and then all the cows would be busy engaged, they will be engaged in eating grass, and Krishna would come with all of his friends and they would play pastimes. And this was a normal daily activity in Krishna's life in Vrindavan. And then, apart from that, Prabhupada said, then they would bring out the lunchbox. And then Krishna would share his lunchbox of all delicious items with the lunchbox of his friends. And Krishna would eat dry chapatis and offer laglus and laddus to his friends. And then Prabhupada said, but then there was Kamsa, who was very envious of Krishna. So he would keep sending some demons. So Krishna would every day come, every day kill one demon. And then what would happen, these cowherd friends would go back to home and they would say to their mother, oh mother, do you know Krishna is so wonderful, he killed this demon in this way. So everyone was discussing, the mother was saying, oh Krishna is so wonderful, he did his activity. And then the cowherd friends were discussing, oh Krishna is so wonderful, he did his activity. And everyone in Vrindavan, they were discussing only one subject matter, how Krishna is wonderful. Whenever there is some trouble, immediately Vrindavan devotees, where is Krishna? If there is fire, where is Krishna? That is the beauty of Vrindavan, Prabhupada said. The mind is completely absorbed in Krishna. They don't have any philosophy basis, said. No understanding. Natural love, Prabhupada said. Krishna is our village boy, our relative, our friend, our lover, our master. Somewhere or other, Krishna, that is beauty. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami Prabhupada says, he's therefore saying that, Ittham satham brahma sakhanu putya, dasyam gatanam paradaivatenam. The same absolute truth, who is seen in different ways by different people, but the same absolute truth is playing with his cowherd friends as if he is like the friend. And to give more deeper understanding, this cowherd friends would have upper hand on Krishna many times. Like in the Venu Gita, Shivara Maharaj writes beautifully about how the cowherd friends would see Krishna killing a demon, but they will not be, they will discuss about it, but they will not be very much enamored or very much kind of amazed by that. They thought, okay, Krishna has killed some demon. Like one time, Krishna challenged Sridharma for a fight. So then when the fight was about to begin, Krishna told Sridharma, are you sure you want to fight with me? Don't you remember last time I pulled you down with my strong arms? And then Sridharma said that, well, you may remember something which you, where you own, but do you not remember times when I defeated you? And you think you are very great? You think that you have killed some demons and you are very great? But you should know that actually it is because of us that you are able to kill the demons. And then he mentions, Sridharma mentions that you think that you killed Agasur. But actually you should know, inside Agasur's body along with you, we all were there. So we actually helped you killing Agasur. So don't take alone credit. So this was the rush which Sridhama and Krishna had. That these coward friends, they were actually with Krishna and they were loving Krishna, but yet they had the friendship of playing with Krishna. Why? Because, as Prabhupada says here, that they had amassed volumes and volumes, millions and millions of pious credits by which they can get chance to play with Krishna. So in this way we can see here that how God is, as Prabhupada says, God is good for everyone. Even when he kills someone, the one who is killed attains liberation. And even what to speak of those who are already in devotional service. So actually in this sense, Krishna is kind to everyone. Demons, his own associates, even to devotees. Even to devotees. So Krishna is kind to his devotees. So devotee may perform his devotional service, and no matter how the end comes, Krishna is always there. Like in recently, when this happened, this incident happened in our temple, and Maharaj had to come from America, Radhanath Maharaj spoke this one thing again and again. Whatever it may have happened, Krishna was there for them. So this is the time, this is the thing, that Krishna is so kind to his devotee. Krishna is always there for his devotees. And therefore, we just perform devotional service, then as our acharyas, they promised, as Bhagavatam says, Krishna will be there for his devotees always. The only thing, we should perform devotional service. I'll end with a small anecdote. One time, some devotee asked Jnaninivas Prabhu this question. He had heard about the glories of Charanamrit. So the glories of Charanamrit was mentioned in the Shastra that if someone drinks Charanamrit, then by drinking Charanamrit, that devotee will achieve, will be able to overcome Akala Mrityu, untimely death. That is a mantra actually. When you take Charanamrit, there is a mantra which has to be chanted. Akala Mrityu Haranam. So untimely death will go away if you take Charanamrit. But then he read the next line that if one drops Charanamrit, even one drop, then he will have to have leprosy for millions of lifetimes. So he was wondering, it's a very difficult thing, you know, balancing Charanamrit and drinking properly. If I drink properly, then I will get, I will have no Akala Mrityu. But then if I don't drink and drop it, then maybe leprosy. So he had this question in his mind. So he went and approached Jnaninivas Prabhu and asked this question. So Jnaninivas Prabhu said that yes, if your aspiration to drink Charanamrit is to get Akala Mrityu, then you have to also take care the drop is not falling down. But if you are taking it as a devotional service to drink Charanamrit, then you don't have to worry with Akala Mrityu also and don't have to worry with leprosy also. Why? Because the most important thing is it's a devotional service which you're rendering and Krishna will take care of you. So that is the most important. So Krishna is in this way, as we conclude, that Krishna is kind to everyone, to demons, to his own associates, and also to devotees who are practicing sadhana bhakti in this material world. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments? Any questions? We have some time, 5 minutes here. Okay, thank you very much. Hari Bol.